Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Jeffrey Dobkin, who's celebrating, and he's so excited about this, he can't stand it, the 11th anniversary of his membership in our Brain Trust. He started with us back in the year 2000. Jeffrey, thanks again for 11 great years. Happy anniversary, baby.
The old days when I was just a little brain.
I know. Hey, Jeff, what's your website, please?
I got a couple of them. I actually have a publishmybook.info website.
Wow, publishmybook.info, okay.
Yeah, something new. I think there's dashes in between, so it's publish-my.
Well, that might be handy to know what the website actually is, Jeff.
Yeah, that's the name of it.
Okay, publish my, okay, no dashes.
Publish-my-book.
Oh, okay.
Dot info.
There you go. All right. Dot info.
And,
all right.
My name site, DanielleAdams.com.
All right.
100 pages of marketing information and humor.
All right. So check it out, folks. And you want to learn more about a lot of things, marketing, et cetera, and especially book publishing, go to those two sites. My site is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out when you get a chance. You can find Jeffrey's work that he's deposited with us over the years there. Hey, Jeff, we're talking about, in the previous segment, we talked about the fact that basically anyone can publish a book these days. And all it takes is you got to put something down on paper. You know, words, images, photographs, whatever that might be, you got to put. I said paper. That's a joke. It's e-paper.
Old school.
Old school. You can tell how old I am, right? So you got to get something down, put it in the computer, lay it out into something that's interesting for the reader, for the whoever's looking at your book, whether that be your mother or somebody who doesn't know you. Get it together. Typically, a book is considered over 50 pages, right? Isn't that typically what a book, below 50 is a booklet, I think they call it?
Oh, yeah, and I think really to be a commercial success, you got to be over that. Otherwise, it turns out to be like kind of a lengthy white paper or special report.
So it needs to be probably at least 100 pages or so, somewhere around 100 pages. But here's the other thing. I want to talk about expectations. One of the things I had some pretty good mentors. You were one of them. Russell Brown was another one. Some other folks who helped me when I started publishing my books. And everybody gave me this one really important piece of advice that was very helpful. Anybody can publish a book, but what the trick is, what are you going to do with your book once you get it? What are your expectations? How are you going to market it? Who's going to buy the book? Who are you going to give it to if you're going to give it away? And how are you going to use the book? Is it going to be for commercial purposes, or is it going to be as a credential? It could be a fancy, a high-end business card, right? Right, Jeff?
Yeah, it absolutely is. And I'll tell you, I've written 5 books. And when you go in with that kind of nomenclature, people accept that you are an expert. So, and that's even before they read them. And after they read them, they're like, Dobkin wrote this? But I think that's exactly right. When I go in and I meet clients and for marketing, small business, and I just send them a book up front, and they see what I have to say, and I no longer have to prove my value. My value is already established. So
and isn't that one part? Now, see, this is an important part of the expectations, Jeffrey, because if you're trying to accomplish that, you're not going to do that very well with an e-book, are you? Don't you kind of need to slap something in somebody's hands?
Well, and I'm old school too. I like that print, and here's a real book.
Right.
And it is a nuclear business card. So I don't know. I guess it'll have to shake out, see what happens.
But see that. But the point is, here's the thing. What you told us about the last segment about the different ways you can publish. You can publish your book as an ebook, but then you can have it have 10 or 20 printed out. Hard copy to use, as we said, to give to someone, and say, "Here's a hard copy." But if you want it, I also have it electronically.
Mm-hmm. I would absolutely have it in hard copy, and I'll tell you why. Because my books are also available as downloads on my website, and when I speak with people, I always have the option of sending them an email with a PDF book file. but I don't, because I send them a real book, and it's much more appreciated, and it has greater value. And people say, look, he actually wrote a real book, and here it is.
One of the expectations that I think we should point out is that the vast majority of people who write books don't actually make very much money with those books.
They don't. It's because the book writing segment of the book writing part is just the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah.
It's what you do with it afterward that really makes you money or gets you any notoriety.
And most people are not going to write a book and get it in a bookstore and then have it fly off the shelves in a bookstore. Those are very, very small numbers indeed that make that happen, aren't they?
Yeah, it's a small chance in a bookstore. And actually, as we both know, Jim, the bookstore is really not the way that for sales.
Competition's
tough.
Yep, absolutely.
Your book is on a shelf. People get to see the spine, which is, half an inch or three-quarters of an inch.
Dan Poynter, by the way, Dan Poynter is a great person for self-publishing, P-O-Y-N-T-E-R. He taught me a lot about that. And he said what you just said. A bookstore may be the worst place to sell a book, and you want to sell your. If you're going to write a book, make sure that you make the book available to the audience that you're writing it for, whether it be your family or people who do what you do, what the book's about. Hey Jeff, thanks for being here. Good job today on this. We'll see you next time, and happy anniversary. Thanks again for 11 great years.
Thank you, Jim.
We'll see you next time, Jeffrey Dobkin, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I will be too. Right after these messages, stay with me.
The right or wrong, at least the mystery is gone.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.